How do you feel about the Zoom pods? Do you like doing them in general?
Not really, no.
Really?
No, I do like doing... Zoom's not too bad because it helps you not have to leave my house. And it's not bad one-on-one. But once there's more people, everyone starts talking over each other and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Zoom is good.
I like it one-on-one. I used to never do the podcast with just one guest. Mm-hmm. And now it's pretty much all I do. Because... I used to have like fucking 3-4 people on at a time.
Just kind of scraping in the duds. Tori Piskin, you couldn't leave her on her own. You would have sunk. You would have buried the pod, dude.
This isn't a Patreon. You can just shoot shots at other guests.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, people love Tori.
She's in LA now. Fuck her. She's in LA. She's our enemy.
You feel like she turned on us?
West Coast sucks. They stink. They're all pedophiles, and Tori's part of that clique now. She's gone.
You know what's so funny is, like, she moved to L.A. like just as the world ended. And she was like, I think I'm going to make more connections out there. I was like, you know, it's all over, right? Like, what are you talking about? Move to Long Island. This is done.
Yeah.
This business was a used to thing.
The move is to go to Buffalo, New York and buy yourself a fucking 3-bedroom apartment for $25. And then just work from there, just podcast from there for the rest of your life.
Just lead into the depression and just fucking... Yeah.
It's like just eat fucking chicken wings and get snowed in for 4 months of the year.
Yeah. My mom is like about to move to Texas, I think.
Oh, nice.
Because for like, you know, for little money, you can buy like a fucking gigantic house there.
Yeah. The only problem is you're a 4-hour drive from like the local shopping center.
Yeah. Well, as long as she's close to Rogan, that's all that matters. I'm all for it.
You're like nudging her to Austin? Head over to Austin.
Like, there's a lot of good podcasts. I mean, pools in Austin. You got to go check it out.
Yeah.
No, you know what I do think is kind of a one good thing about this shit is that people are moving. And that's good for the economy and that's good for people. You move money around, folks move to new cities. Like, I think that's a good thing. Even though New York is like fucking on its last legs right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were just gone for like a month, weren't you?
I was not gone for a month. No,
I thought you were on holiday.
No, I only post online when I'm eating good stuff. So like it must have been like I posted one meal in New Jersey, and 3 weeks later I posted a meal in Rhode Island, and you're just like, this guy's just been on this big long trip.
Yeah, like he's on a food tour.
Yeah, you go, this guy's never stopped.
Well, I'm so happy your fans started calling you fat on Twitter.
Everyone's calling me fat. Fat boy, Collie.
It makes me so happy because you spent the first 5 years of our friendship calling me fat.
I'm not left ear fat yet. That's a good one. I'm not left ear fat.
We're the same weight, dude.
We are not the same weight, dude.
Well, yes, we are.
I'm fucking muscle, dude. There's no way.
You're not muscle, dude. You're fucking Guinness gut.
You're a swampy boy.
That is not true.
Boy.
That's not true.
Dude, you're a soggy little boy.
You're doing like Conor McGregor shit talk. You're a soggy little man.
Soggy.
Has anybody called you Conor McGriddle yet?
No. Dude, you're a soggy, dude. If you lost water weight, it would be 100 pounds. That's how fat you are.
You think I'm that damp?
It's just all water.
I'm just like, bloated. I'm like a body that's been in the ocean.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Your skin is shriveled and stuff.
Well, here's the fucked up part is I don't even drink a lot of water. I'm not even a hydrated guy. A girl told me recently, she was like, your cum is disgusting. She's like, I can taste that you're dehydrated.
Hell yeah, the burning.
Yeah, but I'm like a Jew that just fucking eats smoked fish. You know what I mean? So it's like, what'd you expect it to taste like?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, when I used to smoke... Or after a heavy drinking session. Yeah, it could be. It's like cracking a bomb or something. It stinks.
Your cum stinks when you drink.
Man, dude. Yeah, dude. It's like an ashtray or something.
That's disgusting.
It's like when you take in an ashtray that's been out in the rain. You know that type of dirty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who uses this? Someone uses an ashtray they shouldn't have been.
Yeah, it's like the smell of grandpa's been smoking again.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, who's been using this plant pot as an ashtray? That's my cup.
That's fucking gross. Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, I don't care if a girl swallows. I don't give a shit. So, yeah, I'm getting a call from somebody. It doesn't matter to me. To me, it's like, hey, if you think my cum's gross, just don't swallow. I don't care. I'll come on your asshole. That works for me.
You're such a gentleman.
Thank you.
You're always considerate. You're such a considerate lover.
We all find our ways to work with the cops. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but I brought you on because I wanted to fat shame you a little bit.
Daddy? Yeah.
Let's talk about the fact that you've ballooned. You're on my diet now.
I really haven't even ballooned that much. I weighed 220 at the start of Corona back in March. And like, I'm 225 now. I think my face is just swelling up from all the alcohol. I've just been boozing so much and my face is just puffing out.
Well, I think, you know, it's, you actually look lighter than when you put, the other day you were on Twitter and I saw you and I was like, uh-oh. Like, yeah. That was my reaction. I went, oh boy. I was like, it's over for Colm. I thought you were just going to become a fat comedian.
No, I couldn't live with my, like, first of all, I like being a big boy. I want to be thick. I don't want to be some little puny bitch, like fucking my podcast co-host, Jordan Rabel. That's a woman.
Bitch ass. Yeah.
Just a 5 foot nothing, six pack guy. It doesn't count. If you're shredded and less than 6 foot, it doesn't matter. It doesn't count. It's like, oh, cute little action hero. A little action figure. That's what he looks like.
That's a great point.
Playing in the garden.
Yeah, abs are height dependent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I swear, it's like a fat girl with big tits. You're like, all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've been a little boy with abs. Well done.
Right. You didn't work for those.
No.
And it's so true because like a girl, this is what girls give a shit about is your height. They don't really care about your weight. You know what I mean? Like, I just get told that I'm a great cuddler.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I do. They like there's a lot of body mass to sort of protect them. They like, you're like a big giant duvet.
Hey, big boy, take a lot of room, big man.
I don't know what that is. That's not from a movie.
No, it's just what's in my brain.
That's like a quote from a movie I never saw.
My brain always thinks in an angry Chinese man's voice.
Oh, is that what it was? I thought that was a black chick.
You thought that was a black chick?
Hey, big boy.
No, listen to the announcement. Hey, big boy, come here, big man.
Oh, I guess
you think that's a black chick?
No, I guess not. Yeah, I sounded more ghetto the first time. Anyway,
I'm just trying to get canceled for an accent.
Rather than break down this riff any further, but you want to be a big man. But like, the thing is, you don't want to be fat. You want to be Tony Soprano, who's like big, just a big brute. That's the real goal.
And why do you think I got a gold bracelet?
Oh, is that the bracelet? You need pinky rings, bro.
I know.
Polly Walnuts walking around like this.
Let me tell you a couple of treat things. No, yeah. I spend most of my days just quoting that goddamn show. No, but you know what's interesting is I ask women all the time if they find Tony Soprano sexy or not. And I think it says a lot about the girl, whether she finds him attractive. Because like he's not objectively attractive, but he's such an alpha and he's so like powerful as a guy.
Yeah.
Some women are really into that.
Most women that have the attention span to even watch the fucking show are actually into it. Most women like couldn't get through the first episode because it requires critical thinking. You know what I mean? So like, you're onto a double winner. She has good taste in men, and she can actually follow a fucking show that's not about handbags.
Yeah, I actually use The Sopranos kind of as a litmus test with chicks of like, if she likes this show, that's a really good sign. You know?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
Well, it's the greatest show ever made, like objectively. So it's like, you know what I mean? If she can't even respect it a little bit, that's like it's kind of a flat, like not even on the grounds. Like, yeah, I get it. It's a great show. It's about depression. The fat guy's depressed. Like if she can't even give it that.
Nah, you know what I mean? No, I just don't think it matters enough. You're trying to make a woman your friend here and relate over a TV show. That is the greatest TV show of all time. You're looking at women all wrong. We are not equals. You're looking at it all wrong, dude. You've been fed this lie. We are friends.
Well, how do you? Here's the thing. You're one of my only friends in like a long relationship.
Yeah.
And what's so funny is like, look, you come out here and joke and shit, but it's like you're the number one like also listened to podcast of people who listen to this show.
I know. But the thing is, I'm being facetious, tongue in cheek. I love the women. I love the broads.
We love the girls.
The facts are the facts. They have a pigeon brain. CD. These are the facts. They want to watch Real Housewives of fucking Beverly Hills, and that's what they do.
Yeah, but can we be honest though? What? Those shows fucking bang, dude. Like, I watch so many Netflix reality fucking.
They bang. I know. Is that what
no, you... they bang, dude. They bang. Fucking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I watch an awful lot of them too, but I'm not worried. Like, I see a lot. I don't watch them. I see a lot of them.
Yeah. I watch them.
Yeah, you do?
I watch them. Dude, if I start a good fucking bullshit show on Netflix, like Love is Blind.
Okay, yeah. That's not the autistic one, is it?
No, that's the one where everyone's blind.
Okay.
Just bumping into shit.
Is that it? They're just touching each other going, ugh. Is that it?
No, it's they're just like dating through a wall. You know, it's like dating in Mexico.
Okay.
I guarantee somebody's going to make a stupid movie about that one day. Like a Mexican woman falls in love with an American guy through the wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. That old movie about the Auschwitz guy, kid. No,
we should write this.
Well, I guess you started it for me, dude, and I'll punch it up.
Oh, come on, once it's
yeah, I'm listening. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What would we call it? The girl with the empanada cart.
Yeah, that could be the wall.
Well, the guy's got to be like a what do you call those fucking border patrol agents? Don't they have like a name?
ICE, almost.
I don't know, but what's the name of the guys who, I guess you call him Border Patrol. Like, he's got to be like an agent who starts the movie out like being like really fucking, I don't even believe in Mexicans. You know, he's got to be like one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he sees this gorgeous Mexican woman through the wall and she's like, please, mister.
Oh, he realizes, he goes out and he goes, wait a second, are we the bad guys?
Yeah.
And then he takes off his Border Patrol uniform and puts on rags. So then he joins their tribe.
Sneaks her through.
Yeah, no, he fights on their side. Like
like The Last Samurai?
This is just Dances with Wolves we've written. Exactly, Dances with Wolves. Just a load of Native Americans.
Yeah. No, but in the ending, she's got to get to America and be like, oh shit, this is not what I expected. Be like, y'all have changed a lot in these last few years. And she just like goes home.
Yeah, that's it. That's about the ball and it just says Finn or whatever finished is in Spanish.
You know what's funny? In the 50s, this could really be a movie.
Yeah.
Like, it would just be this like stupid and on the nose.
Oh, here's another one. We should write like a movie that we're like, we advertise as like super progressive, but it's barely even anything. It's like the world in 2021, two worlds that never should have been together. And it's like a white guy and a black girl. And then we're like, the world wasn't ready. And everyone's just like, what? What is this? Nobody thinks like this anymore. Yeah. They're walking down the street and everyone's just accepting them.
Does anybody care about interracial couples anymore? Is that even a thing? Like,
people bring it up, I guess.
Do they? I don't know. I feel like if anything is normalized interracial couples, it's porn.
Mm.
You know, there's... I mean, when I started watching porn, all I watched was black guys fucking white chicks.
Black guys fucking white chicks?
Yeah. I don't know why, but that was all I used to watch. And then that, like, as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, the porn you watch as a child.
Yeah, I can't say I was ever into that now.
Yeah, now I only can watch white dicks because I need to, like, relate to the dick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do mediocre dick.
I look up small dick.
Barry's girl. Girl pretends to orgasm.
Well, dude, you know what's interesting is I'm having a hard time watching porn now because if I notice the girl faking it, it's just immediately ruins it for me. I don't want to see like this fucking, like I was getting a blowjob a little while ago and the girl was like really like porning it up. Like, fuck. You know what I mean? Like doing all this like over the top. Like, you know what I mean? Like acting it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to me, I'm like, can you just like do this? Like have the proper level of enthusiasm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess, dude. But it's like, you know, I think it's, you know, at least you should respect the effort, even though, you know, you're lying. It's like, thanks for putting in the work there. love.
Yeah. No, yeah. I respect the effort. I don't know. It's like, just like,
it's like, it's like if someone makes you a bad dinner or something, you know, you can't really criticize. You just eat the fucking dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
Say thanks. You know, I appreciate it.
How was it?
It's good. Yeah. No, that was really good. I'll clean up. I'll clean up. Sit down.
No, I get it. Like, I'm not unappreciative. It's just like, if you're given a blowjob, you know, and I'm talking to you here, just fucking don't, like, overact it. Just approach it with a smile, and that's it. That's all you really need is just a smile and a touch of enthusiasm. You don't need to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm sucking this dick. Oh, yeah, my God. That. You know what I mean?
Do that exact voice. Oh wow. Wowzers. This guy's pecker is huge.
She's almost hard.
Holy macaroni. This guy's got a huge heart.
Yeah,
I think,
you know what I mean though?
No, you gotta act it up. You know, the more you sort of look into it, the more they'll act into it, and then suddenly everyone's like just acting into it, you know, and just like makes the whole thing better.
Yeah, but I'm trying to have fun sex, not take a fucking Meisner class. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, okay then. Just go have your boring.
Why isn't every guy I talk to about this is against me? They're like every person. Like that.
Any human, it's not even a guy, any human is just like, you just want to be constantly going, no, this is a 6 out of 10. You are acting like a 7 out of 10.
That's not what it is. It's just, I don't know. Just be genuine. That's all, like, that's all it is for me. Just be genuine. I think I just, like, I can't stand anything that's fake. Like, that's my big turn off in life, is just anything that's fucking fake. So it's like, when I especially, like, you bring that into the bedroom, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm fucking you, don't go, oh my God, you have the biggest dick ever. Cause I'm just immediately like, you're a fucking liar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I know what my dick is. You're not going to trick me. You know what I mean?
I've been in that scenario too, where they're like, oh, like you're hitting that. I've been in before. Like, oh my God, I can feel it like in my stomach. It's like, what do you have a fucking different fucking insides compared to every other woman that ever? Shut the fuck up. Go get that checked.
Yeah,
psycho. You've got a fallen diaphragm or your lung is out of place. Something's fucked up in you.
No, and she's like, oh my God, you're hitting the back of my pussy. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
No way.
I can feel that I'm not.
Yeah. That's something else in there. I don't know what else is in there, but it's not me.
Yeah, I haven't made contact with your IUD once. I'm fucking...
Yeah.
I'm at the gates here.
Yeah, no, you know, you gotta act it up a bit, though. You know, play to it.
I know sometimes with sex, like, women will... kind of act it up for their own sake, you know what I mean, of like to get themselves more turned on and more comfortable into it, and that's totally fine. That's, you know, that's what it is. Like, if you're going down on a chick and she's like, you know what's so interesting to me is, like, I realize you've been in a relationship for years, so it's like, what's it, here's my question, and I'm, are the doors closed?
The doors are closed.
What's it like having sex with someone after years? Because, like, I've never been in that position. For me, it's like been like a year tops, and even that was like on and off. But that's, like,
good. That's good.
Yeah,
solid. As solid as could be. You know what I mean?
Dude, very, I get bored,
very,
man.
Very efficient, I would say.
Yeah,
very efficient. No time for messing around. No way. We've got Bravo. We've got Andy Cohen to watch.
Oh, so now you want to watch the shows. You're the one saying it to her. She's like, let's go a little longer. You're like, no. House Hunters is coming on.
No. It's a reunion episode. We got to watch this.
Is it hard as a guy? Just like, I need to ask a chick the same question too. Of like, after 3 years, is it just hard to muster up wanting to fuck again? Because, like, for me, after like 6 months, like, we got to have, like, if we're going to fuck again, we got to have at least like some kind of intriguing conversation that's going to put me in a new place. You know what I mean? Just so I feel something.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Now you get used to it, dude. I would have been like that at one stage too. But after a while as well, you start to learn that, like, it's better to be banging the same person than having multiple idiots in your life. I'm sure every now and again I wake up and go, I'm never gonna have sex with another Asian girl. God damn it. God damn it, these Asian girls. There's no more. For the rest of my life, they're gone. But then, you know, that fades. So, yeah, I don't know. It's not, I guess it's not crazy. It's not like fucking one night stand, fucking, you know, getting blown in a fucking Uber. But it's, you know, it's good. It's good. I'll give it a good fucking rating, dude.
Well, it's so funny.
High eight. A good high eight. An average.
Do you guys do anything to mix it up on purpose? Or do you guys just like, have you settled into like, this is what we do. This is the process. Like, well, tell me about being in a relationship for this long. I'm genuinely curious.
Yeah, we mix it up sometimes. Sometimes we don't mix it up. I know it's not what you want from me here, Lev. I feel like these answers are, you already know these answers, I feel. I don't feel like you even need me. You can just assume.
I just want to watch you dance around them.
I think you can just assume what it's like. Have you ever been in a relationship for a month?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that, but fucking 38 times the length of that. Okay.
That sounds like a fucking prison sentence, dude. Sounds like you're doing life. I think that's why they say until death do you part, because so you know you're doing life.
Dead man walking. Dead man walking. That's what, like in the Green Mile.
Yeah.
May God have mercy on your soul.
Do you like want to get married and like have kids and shit? Do you want to do the whole thing?
Yeah, I'll probably. I'm edging towards that.
Because you look pregnant.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, no, I'm edging towards that, I guess. Something about just that suburban life of just being a dad with kids and a nice yard. It's like pretty awesome. Just
that does sound fun.
Eating fucking lobster rolls and scallops. Yeah. That's awesome. That's what I want to do.
Have a fucking backyard.
I want to go to like a lake town or a beach town and just fucking have that life. Just good seafood. Yeah, it's pretty nice. You know, I've done the fucking New York thing forever. You know what I mean? This city, busy city stuff, it's like, it's all right. But I also grew up in a place where we had space and yards and shit like that. So, you know, that would be a long-term goal.
Dude, I just know that, like, for me, that sounds so fucking sick, dude. Just being a dad, having a gray t-shirt, fucking throwing your kid around the yard and shit, you know?
You say having a gray t-shirt?
A gray t-shirt, just like gray, fucking just sweat like, stains.
Having a fucking great t-shirt. Oh, God, dude. When I'm old, I'm going to have so many great t-shirts. I was like, yeah, okay, I guess. That's true. Just a silly, stupid shirt that your kid bought you, so you never take it off.
I'm with idiot.
Yeah. Number one dad, and you're like, all right, yeah, that does sound sick, dude. Just the old school suburban lifestyle.
You go inside, argue with your woman, go back out, crack a beer.
Yeah.
You know, talk shit about your wife to your child.
Yeah, you watch your son in a tire swing fall, like the tire swing breaks because you didn't fucking.
You're drunk when you lassoed it.
Yeah, and you've got to run over and go, don't tell your mother. Don't tell your mother. Please.
It's just a broken arm, kid. You can't fucking fight it.
You walk it off.
No, but doesn't that sound like fun? You know, but here's the thing. I know I only want to do that for the summer because it's like, I can't get away from this action, man. I need like a fucking, I would lose my mind if I was like always living that every day. Like I'd still need a little bit of fucking, you know, little speed.
I guess. Well,
I also want my kids to grow up in New York. Like I think that'd be fucking great for them. You see all these different kinds of people. You got to learn how to fucking hold your own in a knife fight by the time you're 12. You know what I mean? It's like you grow up quick here.
Yeah, I guess you do. But do you like New Yorkers? Who's a New Yorker that you like? Samuel. You know,
every New Yorker I like, actually, now that I think about it, is a transplant.
They're all from New Jersey.
Yeah.
New Jersey is where you want to grow up.
Yeah, or they move here for like an art or some shit. Those are like the people I like.
Yeah.
But fucking, yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe I don't want New York kids. Just going to have an existential crisis. When are my kids going to be born?
I think I want one boy and one girl. Boy first. Talking about our fictional lives. Like, dude, do you know how much it even costs to buy a fucking house? It's like fucking insane.
I thought you were going to say to buy a kid.
No, that's cheap.
House is not white. Like 250 grand. You're starting around there.
Yeah. It really depends where you are and stuff like that. So, yeah, no, New York's awesome though. It's fun. It's great. It's a great place. And obviously, if you had a ton of fucking money to buy a fucking decent house and give your family a decent living, yeah, it must be great to be here. But the idea of living in Alphabet City in a fucking studio.
Yeah.
Like, stinks, man.
Yeah. No, if you got kids, you can't fucking live in a tiny apartment here, I think. You gotta, like, you gotta do what makes sense for the kids.
Even without them, dude, there's no way. Growing old in New York. The buildings are falling apart. And,
yeah, well, I mean, it's like...
It's like this store across the street. Like, they've been around for 1,000 years. They do the best cannolis on all of this block.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know. But then I got to fucking go on a subway and sit on a syringe. And I have a homeless guy beside me.
Sit on a syringe.
Like, just eating a dollar slice while a homeless guy is taking a shit on the subway. And he was like, yeah. New York, baby. New York.
I'll never get old.
This is it. This is the place.
Well, I find myself, even now, like, my neighborhood's gotten, like, too fucking homeless and grimy, dude. Like, I just have, like, a straight-up criminal, like, face tattoos, just sleeping outside of my apartment now. My fucking wall, like, my bedroom wall with my AC vent shit is facing the street. Mm. So it's like, and every fucking day on the Citizen app, I get, like, woman attacked fucking 2 blocks away. Like,
well, dude, the Citizen app is not your friend.
No.
The Citizen app is nobody's friend. Dude, I do not need to know how many fucking murders there are going around me. If I don't see it, I don't need to know about it.
Yeah. No, you just get like, you're just having breakfast, like, murder, fucking, everywhere, dude. It's just fucking there to scare the shit out of you.
Eight-year-old girl is slashing strangers in the park. And you're like going, what the, she's eight. Why is she doing this? What's wrong? An 8-year-old girl has started shooting people for fun. Yeah. It's New York.
I've gotten worse sleep since I downloaded the Citizen app.
Yeah, it's no good for you.
But even now, I'm like fucking, I'm going to the Upper East Side, dude. I'm getting the fuck out of here. My lease ends.
Dude, you and fucking Luann.
I'm going to be there with all these Yorkie moms.
All the New York housewives. I wish I could name. Ramona. You and Ramona are going to be living up there in the Upper East Side.
Dude, I'm only 23, and I have this feeling now of like, yeah, I can't be just in the shit anymore. I just can't. I need to be in a place that's quiet, where I can get my fucking work done. Like, I want to walk home in peace. I don't want to have to, like, worry about you invite a girl over. Like, dude, my neighborhood used to be so fucking nice. It was all, like, you know, $8 coffees and shit. And now, like, if I invite a girl over, I got to, like, go outside to down the street, walk her home. And I literally will now be like, hey, don't take this street when you come here.
It used to be $8 coffees and shit. Now it's the homeless guy stabbing women. How the fuck is this? It used to be $8 coffees.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, these artisanal fucking...
You're telling your kids, I remember when this street was all $8. Look at it now, huh? You'd be lucky if you could sell a coffee in the street for $6 anymore. You'd be out of business with those prices. I'm out of the white flight. But get out of here.
Oh, that's hilarious.
What a way to describe something. It used to be $8 coffees this fucking street.
Well, that's so funny because like old New York people are like, you used to get stabbed right here on your way home every night. It was fucking, and you appreciated it. And now it's all like vegan shit. But like that, the way it, I'm now, I want the fucking nice shit. I don't want to live in the gritty downtown anymore. I'm over it. And Midtown is like, you can't fucking go there without a weapon.
I believe
now.
You're over. You're only 23. I moved to America when I was 24.
Yeah,
and I lived in Brownsville for like 3 months.
Really?
Within a hellhole, fucking rat infested, fucking dump.
Yeah. It's one of the toughest neighborhoods in the country.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I used to have to walk like an extra 15 minutes home so I didn't have to go down any not main streets, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, so, yeah, well, I think you've still got plenty of years ahead of you, and that's just what happens when you're a starving artist, dude. You just got to settle on this shit.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I don't know, dude. I noticed that when I'm around that shit, like, my stress level just goes up, and it's like, just my baseline stress level. And to me, it's like, dude, I just want to walk outside and just have shit be nice. You know what I mean? I don't need, if like, I'm happy living 30 minutes outside of the fucking, of the rumpus.
You should just go to Connecticut, dude. You can get a fucking,
No, it's too far, dude. No, I can't be in the suburbs. That's the thing. Dude, I can't live in suburbs.
Minutes, 30 minutes by train to Connecticut, dude.
Yeah, but what if it's 1 in the morning? You know, like, I'm out late, so if it's like 1, 2 in the morning, you can't get to fucking Connecticut, dude. You got to take a Zeppelin and shit.
What are you going to be out late for? What are you doing out late?
I don't know. Comedy club parties, shit like that.
That sucks.
Shows.
That is. Listen to me, kiddo. Listen to me. All that stuff. You won't miss that stuff, I tell you. You want to head out to Rhode Island and eat some fucking nice Rockefeller oysters.
Now, I need to be in an apartment somewhere in a city. I just have to be on like the edges now. That's the thing.
Mm.
Like, I have to be in a nice quiet spot on the edges. Because, like, I also, dude, I think my personal belief is I think the economy is about to fucking tank. And I think shit's going to get way worse. And I think they're going to stop policing this fucking city.
Maybe. No, if we get 4 more years, baby. Trump will not allow the economy to crash under his watch. I don't know what, like, books he needs to, like, fucking fix, but the economy will be doing pretty okay if he's in charge. Definitely smoke and mirrors, and definitely we'll be on the brink of a civil war at any moment.
But yeah.
I feel like he's not gonna let the stock market crash.
Well, that's the thing. Fuck the stock market. Like, who gives? This is the thing. The average person doesn't give a fuck about the stock market because it's like, that's not what's affecting our money. Like, dude, I do okay. I think it is, dude. What percentage of Americans are playing the fucking stock market?
Well, they're not playing the stock market, but all their money is invested in the stock market. So their savings, their retirement, their fucking.
What percent of Americans do you think that is?
I'd say a lot of them. A lot of Americans.
I think it's 8 of them.
8 people have a...
It's Kanye. Elon Musk.
Kanye.
No, I mean, like, listen, I do all right, you know? But even still, like, if I'm investing in the stocks, I'm putting in, like, fucking $2,000. Like, it's fucking... It's a joke, of like, in the grand scheme of shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of these responsible humans with a fucking 401k. I'm betting big. Betting big on myself. with video pods.
Self-investment, dude.
I'm in the hole with this webcam. Trying to claw my way out.
This $70 webcam that doesn't work too good.
Well, I didn't want one that worked too good. I wanted to stay hungry.
Of course. You wanted to have that amateur-esque to your videos.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I think, though, I could see myself fucking raising kids up there or some shit, though. But you've been in a relationship for 3 years. You're like 48 years old and you fucking got heart disease. Are you if you're going to have kids, you got to start soon, don't you?
No. I'm meant to be fertile forever. Also, I don't have heart disease. I'm a very healthy boy. I'm physically a bull right now. I'm like a gorilla. Dude, I might be a heavy boy, but I don't think I've ever been stronger, and my cardio is not bad. I have some decent fucking cardio abilities right now. I've been doing a lot of labor jobs lately. So, my strength is through the roof. I'm like a nice heavy, I'm like Daniel Cormier. You know, on the outside, you would imagine he is fat, but actually, I'm actually an Olympian.
Yeah, so, in reality,
I am. Yeah,
you're like, he's got 2 rounds in him.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I'm a 5-round fighter, but I might be able to spar for four minutes.
Yeah,
roughly 4 minutes.
I was gonna ask you, have you when you were in Ireland, were you ever? Do you guys have like normal strip clubs in Ireland?
No. And you mean normal? You mean American?
American style,
like the Bada Bing from Sopranos. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
No, we don't. It's like much more just private lap dance type of thing. You go in, it's like just a couple of girls, and then you just go off. There's not like a cool table to sit around eating chicken wings. There's no food. I don't think I've ever seen food at a.
This is how much of a fat shit you are. Your idea of cool at a strip club is the chicken wing table.
But I'm just saying, that's in America. It's like, it's in America, your strip club is like fucking TGI fucking Fridays with hits.
Yeah,
like in everywhere else, it's just a fucking brothel which pretends to have strippers in it. So that's the rest of the world. It's just disgusting, horrible places that definitely don't have a fucking chef.
Yeah,
right.
Over that place, you can pick your sauce.
Yeah, you don't show up there and know the staff. It's like it's crazy. Whereas the people in America, they'll show up and all the guys are like, "Hey, fucky, hey, fucky's back." You walk in, hey,
Yeah.
How's it going? I come here a lot. The girls like me. What's up? What's up, Crystal? How's your daughter?
Well, I hung out with a stripper yesterday for like an entire day. And like, you know, it's like a parent teacher, take your kid to work kind of thing, you know? We're just going to let that one go. Don't even try to rip on that one.
Let's see if I can get this.
Did you just fucking do a sound drop on my show?
You do that joke again?
I can't believe you have that.
Yeah, it's built into my mixer.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't believe you just sound fucking on my show.
I just flopped you. I just
you should do
you
that on everybody's podcast.
Yeah, I do. I go, wait, sorry, what was that?
Oh, I hate that a lot. I hate that a lot. Now, I said this thing we were talking about, like, to her, she's like been stripping for like 6 years, and she very much views it as like, that's my job, and like, none of it comes home to me, whatever. And I said this thing, I was like, you know, the problem with stripping is like, because I've talked to other strippers, and they're like, the worst part is like the fucking exit strategy. It's like, how do you get out? Well, how do you make money getting out? And she was like, she kind of fucking turned it on me. She was like, well, if you view it as an actual job and not something to like be ashamed of, she's like, then you don't have to be like, when do I get out? She's like, I'd be happy like doing this until like I want, if I want to do something else. And I was like, huh. Because like to her, she's like, I work 3 days a week and make like fucking $4,000 a week.
Yeah, no, but soon she'll be 28 and no one wants to fucking see her dance. So she's going to have to find something else.
Well, then that's what I said. But then she was like, she's like, actually, all the fucking girls at the clubs I worked at, the oldest girl who's like in her 40s, she's like, that girl always makes the most money. Isn't that interesting?
I feel sad. They think she has kids or something.
I don't know.
She gets tips. She gets like tips, and she probably has some sort of sad story about her fucking, I don't want to strip, but my husband was abusive, and now my kid has polio.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she fucking driving a Ferrari home. Me and you have to go back to our wives and go, I lost money on the stock market this week.
I bet big on polio.
Goddamn, no. Apple stock is down.
You know what the interesting thing is? I matched with this girl like a long time ago, like in years ago. And she was like, she told me like up front, she's like, just so you know, like I work as a stripper. And I was like, oh, we shouldn't even meet up then. I was like 20. And I was like, nah, like let's not even meet up. Like I couldn't see myself dating somebody doing that. Like just for my own ego, my own jealousy. I was like, I don't think I could do it.
What?
I wasn't like a dick about it. But then
sounds like
now.
You're like, get out of here, you slut. I said, no whores. Get out.
Get you read the sign.
Give me your phone number. I want to ring you and belittle you.
No, I wasn't like a cock about it, but that was like how I reacted then. Now I'm like, I don't know if I even really give a shit. You know what I mean? I think there's like certain risks with that lifestyle, you know, but I don't know if like,
yeah, I'm sure you could make it work, you know. I've never been in that situation, but sure it wouldn't be too bad. Who was that girl? Did you remember there used to be a comedian? Really annoying chick. And
I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about?
She still does comedy.
There's no way. There's no fucking way. The fucking lantern, the village lantern's closed down. She's not doing comedy. She was always talking about how men sucked and this type of shit and trying to be like some sort of empowerment stripper.
I don't know if we're talking about the same person now.
I can't remember her name.
I think we'll talk about it after, but I think if that's the person you're talking about, she's been around for sure.
No, I don't think that's the one you're talking about.
Oh, no?
But then this one was like, she used to always just rag on men and talk about this wage gap and all this horse shit. But I remember she was like a stripper before, and I was talking to her. She's like, yeah, you didn't see me around for a few months. I've been a stripper or whatever.
There's a few, dude. There's been a lot of comics who stripped.
Yeah, but then and I was just like,
A bunch of girls I've even gone on dates with, like, yeah, I was like stripping for 2 months or like fucking.
Yeah, good for them. But yeah. Then she was talking about it, like, she was like, I was like, oh, she was like, oh, it was really bad. I didn't like it or whatever. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, at least you made some good money, huh? And she's like, no, I didn't actually. No, it was a bad strip club. I was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's like the worst thing of all things.
Yeah, no, if you're going to strip, like, you got to. Make money.
Bang. It's like those chicks who set up an OnlyFans and then a few weeks later they have to stop because they're not actually making a profit.
Yeah. Oh, that's depressing.
Sorry. I am sorry, love.
What a bash to the ego.
Oh.
Your OnlyFans strikes out.
To the face. What?
That
would cripple. Jesus. Yeah, an OnlyFans that flops as a chick. Oh my God, I'm sorry. Oh wow.
You're like, do you have like a donation I could give? I don't want to subscribe to the OnlyFans. Is there any kind of?
No. Please, keep your photos. Please. No, put your clothes on.
I'm just showing me your PayPal.
I'm going to leave this here. I'm going to start a savings fund for you.
Every month, you know anything about stocks?
Every month I put $100 in this segment. But please stop taking your clothes off.
No, I it's crazy. Like I've seen like a new trend. It's like just hot chicks will fucking, they'll write, like you'll click on their profile, just like regular chicks, and their link will be like an OnlyFans in their bio, like on Instagram. Yeah. And you'll click their OnlyFans and it'll be like, this is not an explicit OnlyFans. Like this is just a behind the scenes into my life. And you're like, this is just some girl who like works at a library. You're like, who gives a shit? You know what I mean? Like what else? What are people? And then you see the profile and it's like 400 members. You're like, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, I don't know. I guess OnlyFans did start out just as like, an alternative to Patreon.
Did it really?
Yeah. It was like, just like artists and shit, just like Patreon. But then it kind of just got coerced by the pussy. The pussy brigade showed up and went, no. We're flashing clam today. Get out of here with your homemade bracelets. Fuck off back to Patreon. And that was it. And now
we should start a website called Flashing Clam.
The Flashing Clam. That's what I want to have a shack, a nice seafood shack in Rhode Island called the Flashing Clam. And it's like a big light up clam that's flashing. And then people show up and they're like, where's the strippers? I'm like, no, it's, we just do good stuffies.
Yeah, it's all you can eat.
Lobster rolls. Man, I want a lobster roll so bad. I'm so fat. But here's the thing about getting fat, though. The crucial thing is, first of all, as a guy, it's not an issue. I wouldn't even consider it an issue. As long as I'm not making people think I'm like, look, like when people see me, do they literally go, oh, like that's bad. You can't let yourself be that size.
I mean, your head has done that to people at any weight.
The head, I was born that way. You grew accustomed to the ugly. I was born in it. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so you can't do anything about that. But also, if you're getting fat, you got to get fat eating good food.
Yeah.
Got to be fucking lobster ravioli and fucking other good shit. Make sure you're just eating quality stuff. Don't be getting fat on fucking Chick-fil-A. Even though I suppose that's good for a Sunday hangout.
Yeah, that's good. Let's not go
hard. Like, you know, KFC and all that type of horse shit. Like, get fat doing it well. Do the right things if you're going to get fat. Eat scallops. Eat some fucking Farquhar and some fucking bone marrow. And get gout. If you're fat and you don't have gout, you did it wrong. You want beef Wellington and fucking Bordeaux. That's what I've been doing. Steak and drinking bottles of Malbec every night. I feel my ankles hurt, but I feel great. I've got a swollen ankle. I'm 100% sure I caught gout. But other than that, I have scurvy and gout at the same time.
Dude, I think at 23, I've given myself acid reflux.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Really, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's another, like a fucking, just eat charcuterie boards on your own, dude. Yeah. Just stuff some fucking nice cured meats and cheeses down your gullet and get a nice bottle of red wine. And, you know, that's how you get fat. Don't be just someone who's ordering shit Chinese food. That's just not.
You got to do it with class.
I really do believe that. Yeah, there's two ways. There's a lot of things to do in this world. And getting fat on good food is the way to do it. Getting fat on bad food is just inexcusable.
Do you ever feel, now that you've gained a little weight, do you ever feel like insecure, like taking your shirt off or anything?
No, not even close.
Excited now? You're like, fuck you.
No, I got gifted a bunch of beers, you know, because I drink a lot of fucking high quality craft beers too. Which is really my downfall.
Those are good for you.
they're not. They are high calorie, high price, and high alcohol. They fuck you up. Yeah. But I just got a few of those in the fridge that I need to polish off, and then I'm gonna just go dry for a bit. If I'm dry for 4 weeks, I'll shed 15 pounds and save myself $4,000. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I know. I finally hit the point where I stopped being insecure, I think, about being a chubby guy. Not like chubby, but like, you know, like I'm a good looking kid. It's just like, I definitely got my problem areas.
You're a good looking kid from the Adam's apple up.
Yeah.
That's everything.
Fucking ripped from the Adam's apple up, dude.
Just from the Adam's apple up, you're 10 out of 10.
Shredded. Shredded.
You're perfect.
Yeah. Just dreamy. But like, you know, I don't give a fuck anymore. Now I'm like, you know what? I know I'm sexy.
What? Let's put a photo, topless photo up on Instagram.
We're not gonna do that.
I knew. Oh, I don't have time to be confident. I'm Lev Fur. I don't have time to not be confident. I'm Lev Fur.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I'm gonna fucking show my tits on Instagram.
Show me your belly. No.
I'm confidently saying no.
You just cut my mic. Anyway, that was Colin Turrell. Thank you very much for listening to the Lev Fur show.
we do have to start wrapping, but we have one email that came in. This guy, I feel like he's kind of trolling me with this title. But we do have a new email for the show. Just a couple of quick announcements. You can, the email for the show is now thelevfirstshow@gmail.com. Send in your questions for advice. We go into it. We got some coming up on the Patreon this Friday. It's going to be a great solo episode. If you don't know about the Patreon, you can get an extra episode of the podcast, a premium episode every single Friday. We've really been fucking on point with the show lately. So go subscribe there. Join the Patreon. You get every single Tuesday episode ad-free. Ton of fucking added benefits. Go sign up. Support the show. And we also dropped some new t-shirts, baby girl. So go grab yourself a fucking tee. They're made right here in New York City by maybe the best guy making merch right now. So get a fucking t-shirt. He'll send it to you timely. And when you get it, tag us. And if you're enjoying the episode, tag us on your Instagram story. This email is called Slightly Above Average Cock. Oh, now you perk up.
4.5 inches. Hi-o, come on now.
This guy goes, Lev, baby, sup? Can you fucking never do that again?
I'm just running amok, dude. I came into your podcast. It's the Colin Turrell Show, baby. I do what I want. Welcome to the Colin Turrell Show, fans.
Is that your toilet?
That's a round of applause. You've never heard that before. Continue.
I found the show during quarantine and I'm hooked. I recently joined Hinge. I'm 25 and your boy is on a MILF hunt. All caps. He goes, I matched with this sexy Middle Eastern woman and she's 41. I'm into it. Shortly after that, I had 4 more matches of women ages 30 to 40. Because of the age gap, are these ladies just trying to fuck? Can they sense my slightly above average cock? Could you also share how to talk to mature women, please and thanks? Sincerely, a young stud trying to get his nut. So basically, this guy's asking in the douchiest way possible. He's going, can they smell my big dick? Is that what's happening? No, but he's trying to hook up with older chicks, which totally into. I get it. Do you think there's any difference in approaching girls in their 30s and 40s than girls in their 20s? I think just talk less, I think, is the most important thing.
Yeah, probably try less.
Yeah.
Try a lot less. That's it. What you think is probably cool to a 22-year-old chick thinks that's cool.
Yeah.
40-year-old woman's just like, oh, honey, shut up.
Just shut up, yeah.
Just shut up. I just need someone who can keep up with me.
Yeah.
All the men my age can't get hard anymore. So that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. No, I think that because like the thing, when you're hanging out with a 22-year-old chick, you can say whatever the fuck you want and she'll be very forgiving of a lot because she hasn't had to hear all this bullshit too much. But like, when you're hanging out with somebody that's older than you, just like learn to be quieter and learn to be a listener. I think that's good practice here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just play, just relax. Try not to be, don't be yourself. Whatever you do, don't be yourself. That's advice for everybody all the time, by the way.
I would assume that the best sex you'll ever have as a man is a woman who is like fresh off a divorce, like 35. You know what I mean? Stops giving a fuck, is willing to just let herself. But she's not worried about, do I look bad in this angle while I'm coming?
Guess
you know
what I mean? Right. Yeah. She's just happy that you're lasting longer than 5 minutes maybe or whatever.
Yeah.
You can go down on her and it's the first time in years. It's great.
Yeah.
But also, you're in a good age where if he's banging a 40, he's he's able to bang hotter women because, say, if a woman's 45, but she's like, let's just say a 6, because she's 45, now she's a 7 to you. But a 45-year-old man thinks, because she's 45, she's actually a 5 to them.
Yeah, so one man's trash.
Yeah, yeah.
Another man's treasure.
Exactly. So, you know, that, and so it's a great time. You're looking at her like she's awesome.
Yeah.
So you get to, you get a hit out of your fucking.
Yeah, Pete was banging, what's that girl's name? Kate Beckinsale. She's like in her 40s. Gorgeous gal.
Yeah, was he tagging her? I think that was just a PR thing. So that I think that was just a PR thing so that it didn't look like he got over that pop singer.
You think so?
I don't think they were dating. They were tonguing each other at Knicks game. Who does that? No one does that. Well, they fucking from Brooklyn, trash pair of 16-year-olds with a kid. Shut the fuck up. There's no way 2 millionaires are just tonguing each other fucking courtside.
I don't know. It's probably good PR for the both of them.
Of course. He tried to kill himself or something because that little girl fucking broke up with him. And then she hasn't been in a relevant movie in 14 years. So the two of them got together and she suddenly had a young fan base. He looks like he's not a loser. And then everyone wins. They broke up a few days later. Now, I did see him walking down the street there with some fucking supermodel one day. And she was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in real life, man. Whoo!
Yeah.
So good for you, Pete, and your giant hog. I like Pete Davidson now. I was always jealous of him, but I've seen him in a couple of good movies lately. And I'm like, you know what?
All right, he's a good
kid.
You
know what, Pete? I'm not jealous. I'm not going to be just envious anymore. I'm not going to take out my own insecurities on you anymore, Pete.
Yeah. I actually never met Pete. I've been around the club when he's around and stuff, but I will say this, like, his friends are some of the best people. Like, fucking Derek Gaines, like, Ricky Velez, like, all those guys, even, like, they're professional comedians, hilarious comics. But even still, when I was, like, 2 years into comedy, they were, like, the nicest people to me. And like, that just, like, goes so fucking far, you know? Like, all of his boys are, like, fucking sweethearts. I think that's a good testament to someone's character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really know any of them.
No.
No.
Whatever. But yeah, if you're hanging out with an older chick, I would say just fucking I think that'd be really good. I think every guy maybe should, like, when he's in his 20s, should date an older woman just so you learn.
If it's possible.
To shut the fuck up a little bit, you know?
Yeah, date her, let her buy you a fucking dinner. Go fucking to a steak restaurant.
That sounds nice.
That'd be great. I want that.
Yeah, let her teach you about wines.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she'll order a bottle of wine and you drink it, and you're pretending that you're like, red, yes.
Yeah,
I love this. I guess that's it. Or maybe you could act really childish and she'll find that attractive. Be like, hey, I'm just playing video games with my big dick.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's like a perfect almost like meeting in a way, though. It's like a 25-year-old dude who wants to fuck a lot and an older woman who wants to fuck a lot.
But she will leave you for a younger man, which is perfect. Yeah, that's the best case scenario.
Mm.
Get in there, get some old clam.
Yeah, I don't know. I just say it also, like, don't be too gamey. Don't be like fucking, you know. Don't go into full. Just fucking be a normal person. I'd say just don't make an ass of yourself, and that's your best bet. Let us know how it goes. And I wouldn't open with, "Hey, you can probably tell I have a big cock, right?"
And don't. Well, he just says it's above average. I think he was kind of joking around in the email.
Maybe.
There's no way that was serious.
I'm just being jealous.
I think he was just being funny.
Yeah, I think my jealousy kicked in.
I think because he goes, "Do you think she can tell I have an above average cock?" It's like, what a funny thing to brag about.
Yeah,
because Lev always says,
"Did you write this?"
Lev always says to me, "Do you think she can tell I have a below average cock?" All sad.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to this. I was hanging out with that stripper chick, and I was like, how often when you're like hooking up with a guy, does he ask you to like strip for him when you take your clothes off? And she's like, literally no one's ever asked me that before. And she's like, why were you about to ask me that? And I was like, and she was like, that'd be like me asking you to fucking like do material right now.
Yeah.
Like, as a comedian, I was like, I've been funny all night.
I've been riffing my ass off.
Yeah. I was like, I've been killing it tonight. I've been on my fucking A game. You haven't even pulled a titty out.
You haven't done the splits on this pole once.
Colin, thank you for coming on. I appreciate you fucking all being right. a guest. You're thank a fa- you, absolute fan favorite of the podcast.
You're the man. Yeah, I love this.
I want to make sure people check out your social media. You're going to be tagged in everything. So go great. Check out Colin's profile. And listen, he has a YouTube channel that he's been crushing it on. It's been getting a ton of followers every single week. So go check out Colin Turrell on YouTube. And appreciate check it. Out The Wizard of Pod, his new solo podcast where he's learning to not be an idiot. It's pretty yeah. fucking dope. He's doing a lot of investigative reporting on that pod. He's fucking learning.
Yeah, yeah if so. You want to learn about... important stuff from an idiot. Yeah. I did like a 3-hour episode on during the Black Lives Matter about like Black history, all the yeah. like, horrible stuff they've gone through. And it's like, I felt good doing it, but I was like, what a waste of anyone else's time to listen to that. Like sensitive and delicate. And then just my dumb Irish voice going, wait, what? What the hell's a Black Panther? Reading off Wikipedia.
What the hell's a Black Panther?
All right. Right, appreciate it. Thanks.
But yeah, guys, make sure to check out Colin. If you enjoyed the episode, share it. We love you, and we'll see you on Friday's episode on the Patreon. Cheers, gang. Have a fucking great week. All right, my dude.
You don't clip that.